It's all good. It's back at work. You know, just a few less things on my plate, but pretty similar.
How do you think your D-line did without Derek and Bickerson last
week? Okay, solid. Certainly, you know, two of our better guys, you know. We will miss him until Derek's back. We'll miss Vic. I mean, he's a good player, but you know, there were some runs that that were problematic last week that weren't necessarily a problem of the defensive line. So we've got to do things well as a defense, and I think the guys we have can do their part.
How good is it to have DRC back?
Yeah, it's good to have him back. You know, he's a good player. He's a gifted cover guy, and certainly having him back, you know, helps.
Coach, do you think Chris Harris is playing some of the better football of his NFL career this season?
He's been good since I've had him here, you know. He was a guy when I got here last year was kind of the coaches that were here said, you know, he's very competitive. He's going to basically rise up no matter who we bring in or what we think we're going to do, that he was going to be a guy that's going to come out and compete every day and fight for his spot and earn a spot somewhere. And that's really what he's done the entire time. You know, for 2 years he's been very good. In the 2 years I've been here, he's been very good for us.
Your defense, one way or the other, has been pretty nicked up throughout the season. How good a job do you think as a group you've done not making that?
Yeah, we've been okay. You know, I think we've played well in spurts. You know, I really don't feel like we've put together a complete game yet, for whatever reason. You know, we're aware of the need to play better. I do feel confident that we can play our best football as we go down the stretch here and into the playoffs, and that's really what's most important. So, you know, we've got a good group. We just haven't put it together like we need to. And the guys are attentive. I think this has been a good week for us, and we'll need to have a good week. This is a good team. And this is a team, when you put on the tape, is got a good line. They've got good skill people. They've got good design. You know, it's a good group.
What do you think the missing piece has been to put it all together then?
It's just a matter of production. It's a matter of playing well. You know, it's a matter of playing well and being consistent. And you know, we've done it spurts. We just haven't done it as regularly as I'd like to see.
Is it unrealistic to expect much more out of Champ than you got against Kansas City, given all the time he's missed?
Well, the biggest thing for us, you know, just want to see guys give everything they have, compete as hard as they can, and then take the opportunity they've had, and then take the experience, and then grow from it. You know, and even an accomplished player. You know, clearly he was a little bit rusty in terms of, you know, not feeling comfortable and being at his best. Guy's a 12 or 13 time Pro Bowl player. I mean, he's an excellent football player, but everybody needs to sharpen their skills to stay on top. And so he's no different than anybody else in that regard. And we expect him to be a week better.
Do you think he can get back to where he was, the level he played throughout all last year?
Well, I'm not sure where that goes, but all we want to do is every day come out here and, you know, do the best you can to work at it, and that's what he's doing, and that's what we're going to do.
Is it harder to get on a guy or press a guy like Champ, somebody who's is a Hall of Fame caliber sort of guy?
No, not really. I mean, there's a certain amount of respect that's obviously going to be given, but. But no, I mean, I think you have to push and demand, regardless of who the players are, what they need to get done for you to be successful, and I think they want that. So, I just think that's how we approach it, you know, with everybody. Try to be respectful. Try to make it a positive environment where guys enjoy coming to work. At the end of the day, you know, we have a job to get done, and. You know, we need everybody doing their very best and competing at their very best, so we have a chance.
What do you think
Lucas Sarkisian getting the USC
job? Good for him. Good for Sark. He's been there before. He's a good coach. You know, that's a great university, and I think I think he'll do a nice job.
Did they keep you informed throughout the process?
I don't really want to sit here and talk about, you know, that. That's there and them. I'm happy for him and happy for them, and you know, we go forward with our business here.